And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, the Rock God Rick Mexa. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And we're here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest, Mike Morrison from 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Having a good time talking some squid and sea bass and yellows and bluefin and all kinds of good stuff,
This has been a great show. Yeah, there's so much going on up there. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call in the second hour at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the call-in number. Or send us a text. Text the show. Only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. There's so many great texts we already have lined up, but we got another full hour, and there's lots of room for you to get through to yours. Text the show, Let's Talk Hookup app. Just make sure you include your name and your phone number in that text, because you might be the winner of today's killer prize. Man, big thanks to Mark and all of the team up at 22nd Street Landing. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on board the Freedom on an overnight trip at a 22nd Street. Sweet. How cool is that? It might be
a limited load, right? 35 people on the Freedom now?
Yeah, 35, and then we're extra limited load when we start going offshore, like 25, 28 people.
Ooh,
big old boat.
Nice. Yeah, big boat.
So rad. So cool. Well, hey, a big Mother's Day. I do want to take a real quick sec to wish a very happy first Mother's Day to my wife, Dallas.
Yeah,
big day. We're super excited.
Sure.
And to my mom, of course. We got a big day with all the moms going out to brunch and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, happy Mother's Day, Dallas. Our first one. We're really stoked.
You have double grandmas living right here.
Oh, yeah. We're all, the whole squad's going out today.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
I wouldn't be a fisherman without my mom. You know, my mom took me fishing the first time at a little lake and pond in Vegas. And we'd go once or twice a week, if not more. And we'd catch, trout and stock catfish and, you know, Sunset Park in Vegas. That's some of my best memories.
That's me, so cool. I love that.
Me and my mom, all hours of the day and night. Just, what do we do? My sisters would be with my dad and we'd go fishing.
I love that. Yeah, that's awesome.
She'd pack on a hot dog or cheese whiz or whatever the hell she my mom's a great. The only reason why I'm here today is
that's cool. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
I know why it's in for it too, because Dal likes to fish as much as I do, or more, you know, super into it, and like she's already fired up to, you know, when he's old enough to take him down and dock walk and fish before dad gets off of work kind of thing. So, yeah, he's going to be in for a lot of fun.
There's going to be a lot of fishing in that kid's future.
Yeah,
no doubt about that. Hey, want to remind you, don't forget that coming up this Saturday, the Dana Landing on Mission Bay will have the huge summer kickoff sale. That's this coming Saturday, May 14th. It all starts with live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast. We don't do very many of those anymore, so that's going to be a rare one. Ricky and I will be there right at 7. Free Bloody Mary bar at 8 o'clock. You stay away from that, Ricky. And Corey Sandin seminar at 10. Dwayne Diego seminar on bluefin tuna at 11. Free lunch by Traeger at 12:15. Salty Crew beer there too. Everything's on sale. 15% off of clothing, footwear, sunglasses. Buy two get one free on all hooks and jigs. Free. We were just talking about how expensive jigs are. So when you put buy two get one free on jigs, man, you're giving away some serious money there. Free Spectra on all reel purchases, plus 20 vendor booths, 20 or more vendor booths there. It's going to be a good time. That's this coming Saturday, May 14th at Dana Landing, right on Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Launch Ramp across from SeaWorld. Check danalanding.com for more details. It's going to be a good time.
What do you think is going to be higher attended? Guys grabbing flat falls and knife jigs at 2-for-1, or guys grabbing Bloody Marys?
Flat falls.
I think so, too.
I hope that.
And take advantage of these shows that all these landings and places are putting on, because the lack of product last year really sucked.
For sure.
Go buy what you need now, because we don't know what's going to be here when the next ship doesn't come, or going to be sitting out on anchor for however long. So take advantage of these deals, too. Prices go to all the things that you hear on here, on any fishing page.
Advice.
Go to these shows and take advantage of these prices and specials.
You guys do like a 22nd Street Landing event a lot of times, right?
We we haven't in a couple of years, but I wanted to get one out of the way this year, but everybody was painting and grinding and scraping, busy, trying to get everything.
Usually in the spring, right?
Yeah, but you do it in April usually, and it's a lot of fun. I was trying to get John to get on board this year, but we just had so much to do. These boats are, like I said, the best shape they've been in forever, so that's what we're doing. I think next year everything's just about finished. There'll be some little bit of maintenance here and there, some painting and stuff like that, but I really like to do it again down there. We're going to do swap meets every year anyways in our parking lot. Boats may or may not be there. Hopefully it's windy that day and you can go down there and hang out with your favorite deckhand or something like that. But
well, hopefully not.
It's just hard to, yeah. Like, you know what I mean. I'm the rally monkey and I like people. So
sure.
Just so happen to, you know, boats be in, throw a barbecue on there, drink a few beers, have a good time.
Absolutely.
So that's all it is down there.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's jump into those phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to Mike.
You got it. If you want to get your shot, it's 213-432-1090. Just like Benjamin calling us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Benjamin? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Happy first Mother's Day. What an amazing day for you, man. That's awesome.
Hey,
I'm wondering, it is, bro. I'm a triple grandpa. You are getting for a big, happy time. Anyway, I want to know why some boats never catch white sea bass. Is it the sound of the motor? Is it the captain? What's going on?
I got some insight on
that's
that.
That's funny.
Yeah,
it's the God's honest truth. Boats are noisy. Sometimes they're too noisy. If you look at fish counts, I'm not 100% accurate on these statements, but if the boat's noisy, if there's a weird electrical ground issue, if there's, you know, too much lights, there's a lot of times, if you guys have been doing this for a while, like go fishing with Gray Gobi Mako when he had the Quest years ago, you couldn't light a cigarette on the back deck because he didn't want to see the flash of the cigarette lighter.
Wow.
You know? Super quiet. A lot of times we go do this, we hand over hand at big old anchors. It take three guys to get it down. You got to sneak up on these things sometimes because, you know, you lose one fish, you lose them all generally, and then you have to pray that they come back for a rebite. But some boats get better than others. That Freedom's been known to just bend all the time. Something about it the fish like. The Ultra used to get bit. The Outrider used to get bit. That Amigo gets bit. That Pride just recently got bit. But it has a lot to do with the boats. It really does. You'll see
the resonance of the boats.
You'll see, example, we pay attention to that Oxnard fleet up there, that Ventura County fleet. And some boats just aren't getting bit as much. It has nothing to do with the skipper's ability to catch these things sometimes.
Sure.
It just sometimes they just don't like that sound of the boat, the smell of the boat, something like that. It's not any one boat in particular. It's just maybe it's an off day. Maybe, you know, there's a banana in someone's pocket. But
wood boat versus fiberglass boat, do you think it makes a difference?
You know, that Freedom gets bit. It's definitely,
and that's that big double
really,
plank
really
mahogany.
Bit. But then you look at the boats we've had at the Landing, the Fortune, the Outrider, the Ultra, the Amigo. You know, it's just something about what these. It may be a secret or something that they don't tell anybody. And there's like this little like thing that they put on their, like a black box for an airplane or something
maybe
like that. But
something secret.
But it has some. It does have. You'll notice there's some boats that just don't get bit, like for sea bass. They get bit on everything else. But
I love watching that Freedom go in and just crush them because, you know, you guys have such a rad fleet of boats, and there's so many sea bass killers up there of a similar design. They're kind of smaller, stealthier, quiet, you know, they're, you know, ultra limited load type boats, and those guys are all known to be sea bass killers. And then you see the Freedom, that's a battleship backing
like
in there.
No way we're getting bit on that thing. It just squeezes in there in 3 feet of water.
That's what I was going to say. You see that big old giant thing in the shallows with the whole boat bent. Like, those guys
look back
get
at the captain, look at his chops, and they're like, are we going to die? Like, no, we got this. Like Tino or Jeff or even Tomu in the boat.
Those guys are so good.
Just insane.
They know every inch of that island.
Way
right?
Back into there, Catalina. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So cool.
It's amazing.
That is fun to watch.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. That does free up a line for the first time in a long time at 213-432-1090. Got a great text here from Charlie in Gardena, and he says, good morning, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And my question is, Mike, does the sea bass go, when does the sea bass go to three instead of one? And also, could you talk about your backpack rigging and how you rig that for the flyer?
I think it's June 15th, if I'm correct.
Yep.
And there's our, you know, good luck getting on a boat that time. people just book that week, whether it's... And then that's also the trick, guys. If you see a sea bass in the fish count, whether it be one or three, just go fishing. That's the only way. There's guys that have never even caught a sea bass ever and been fishing for 20 years. You know, they just don't know their timing right.
And if you can only catch one 50-pounder, oh well.
Oh well, exactly.
Send a shoulder filet my way.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, 15th it goes up there. There's already all the boats are chartered or something like that, but we don't have the Freedom up yet, so we'll probably do something there for that day. But the backpack rig, you know, I'm bluefin fishing's foreign to me. But it's you spread the wings out. My buddy Aaron owns G Fly, the flying fish company.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen any different weird rigging that's been on there. It's just some floats on the wings. You know, you come up with your own design. It's not
there's a lot of different ways to do it.
It just kind of keeps it skipping if you run out of helium or something like that, and you're on the slide, you can whip one of those things out, and it's stupid from looking it down at it, but the fish don't know any better.
Yeah,
it's kind of a floundering, non-alive, floaty object that looks like a...
Yeah.
There's all kinds of weird stuff out there that comes with a flying fish.
Yeah, no question about it.
And that thing's not going to work until it gets
and then
bit.
All of a sudden it gets bit.
How did that work? But that's my backpack. I just know these tricks and secrets and things that I've heard.
Sure.
And not witnessed much. But that backpack rigs, it's like a pool noodle and
work.
Some popsicle sticks and some ties.
That's
and a,
it.
And a unicorn horn or, I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we had a great text come through. Man, so many, Mike, so many guys up there love the sea bass fishing in 22nd Street. I'm trying to get some variety, but this was another great sea bass question. It says, hello, asking for Mike, when searching for a new area for white sea bass, what would you say are the top three conditions that the boys are looking for? And that's from Brian.
Three conditions, bait. One, bait. More bait and more bait. If you can get in an area that has sustainable bait, mainly squid, but mackerel areas get bit too. You catch a lot of sea bass on mackerel as well. You just put time
oh,
in
really?
It.
Okay.
You're looking for clean water and just any kind of trickling current or ripping current.
Kelp lines? Or
kelp lines, yeah. You want to find a, you know, squiddy nesty areas or beachy areas and not too deep, you know, there's so many different ways to go out and target a sea bass.
Yeah.
But
it
if I was going to go,
already.
Yeah, if I was going to go, I'd find some pretty beach at Catalina Island with good conditions and hang out until things got right. But you see bait in the water, you generally in the right area, so
right.
Like hooking halibut and whatnot, but beachy conditions.
And conditions change.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you could sit there and 1 hour, the conditions just aren't right, and then all of a sudden the switch turns and you're limited. You're done.
Yeah. Start getting more perch pecking and things going on. You'll know when you're in the right area.
Yeah.
It just feels good.
Yeah, and it's kind of, that's why you need to go with the guys that really know, because there's a definite science to it.
You got to spend time doing it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just got off the Shogun, and it was outrageous. I mean, it was wild. So those rumors that you hear about the Shogun's such a nice boat. There were limits caught. A bluefin, thank God I only got the 30-pounders because I wouldn't be able to bring in 200-pounders that the guys have been getting. But it was crazy. And then I have one question for the 22nd Street guy. I heard the Apollo's coming to 22nd Street. Is that true?
It's not rumors. That's all I can say.
Wow. Okay.
It's still going to maintain doing what it's doing. Okay. I can't talk much more about it because I don't know.
All right.
But, there's rumors. The rumors are hypothetically... Don't run with any of this stuff I'm saying because I'm out of the loop on it. You'll probably see it up there at some point in its career in the near future, but not for any real. It's still keeping what it's doing.
Do what it's doing. All right. Yeah. Hey, great. Glad you had such a good trip on the Shogun.
If that wasn't a well politically
corrected
answer,
very
I don't know what
are you running for president?
I just can't answer yes or no. I really just don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
For sure.
I know it's going to maintain doing what it's doing, you know, because it does it very good.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to 20 people this morning. Like, a guy just got off the boat. And that's a little question I have. I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of it, but you know, it's
the rumor's out. The rumor's out.
The rumors are out there.
Yeah.
But, it could show up there one day to get fuel or something. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. I'm glad you had such a good trip on the Shogun.
That's right. Hey, with that said, let's find out what's biting out there with your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is standing by. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit, and the brand new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And again, don't forget to follow their great social media accounts on Instagram, The Real Fisherman's Processing.
Yep.
And hey, with that said, let's talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen's got our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Rick.
Good
morning, Pete. Happy Mother's Day, Kelly. Happy Mother's Day, Donna, and all you other mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. What a phenomenal week of fishing. My God, just so much, like you guys have been talking about. There's just so much going on. Yeah, we got a little reset happening today for the next 3 or 4 days, which is probably good. Like Mike was saying, every time the wind blows, right after it blows, it's just phenomenal fishing. I mean, throw away the books because nothing makes sense anymore. But, man, the volume of fish at the any channel islands, Catalina, Santa Barbara, San Nick, the Channel Island, Anacapas, Santa Cruz, they're all full of sea bass. And there's some quality yellowtail, like both Clemente and Catalina. There's just so much phenomenal sign of just things to come that are just going to be epic that I just cannot wait till this wind stops blowing Thursday, Friday. I think we're just in store for another phenomenal weekend of fishing. I know we got a little reset. And then you can't say enough, like the guy just said, he just got off the Shogun. You can't say enough about that bluefin thing. And look at what the San Diego did at the beginning of the week. My God, a crew trip, a bunch of regulars. They went out there and just set the record. My God, I don't know how they do that on the San Diego all the time, dragging all those skiffs around with them and just wailing on those big bluefin. It just tells you that there's so much fish to catch. And like Mike was saying, if you don't have a reservation, I don't know what you're waiting for, because you're not going to be able to get on a boat. There is just nothing available on a weekend right now. And then if you're waiting for something to happen to make a reservation, what in the heck are you... What are you waiting to happen? What else could happen right now that you're waiting for? I'm going to wait until something happens. What are you waiting for? Let us know. Mike and I would love to know what you're waiting for.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Time to go fishing. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys over there do such a great job of keeping people informed of where the fish are, what the fish are doing, whether it be Channel Islands or Catalina, San Clemente Island, or down south on the Bluefin grounds. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, it's really hard to find me because I'm really kind of hiding out. But if you go on social media at all, there's a pretty good chance you'll find me. Your Saltwater Guide across all social media. And then I have that website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, so you do not have to follow the boats around. You can actually find your own fish. If you're a member of my website, check it out. And just to let you know, the great Peter Grosbeck is taking Kelly and I out to dinner for Mother's Day tonight, so we're pretty excited to go out with the legend. Yeah.
Well, tell Petey awesome. We said hi, and happy Mother's Day to Kelly, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Dallas, happy Mother's Day. See you guys. Bye.
Thanks.
See you, Dave.
All right, appreciate that very much.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin charts. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. I always say the best plug, I wish, and I will, I'll take a picture of it one of these days just for a thing. The best plug you could have for Terrafin is there is a computer that's in the back of our ticket office where all the guys come in, kind of like the employee entrance where all the captains go to pick up their manifest for the boat, and there is a computer that is just for Terrafin for printing those water charts, and virtually every guy that runs every boat checks that terrapin water chart before they go every time. You know, I mean, if
you gotta do it,
if there's not like a better like glancing at something and realizing like, hey man, that's
you gotta have it.
That's worth spending a couple bucks. There's every guy that's driving the boat you're going on is using that resource.
Yeah, you use it, I'm sure, Mike.
Oh yeah,
no, oh, yeah.
When we start doing that offshore thing, it's like a get out of the office.
You gotta have it.
I already printed these things for you.
Yeah,
but, yeah. At the islands, they poke and look at it too, just to see what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on for sure. Well, hey. 213-432-1090. There's a line open. Been a busy morning. That's the first time there's been one open in here quite some time. And I got a great text from Kirk, and he says, hey, guys, going on a two-day island trip next weekend. What do you suggest bring tackle-wise? Yeah, what are you going to bring on a two-day trip to the islands?
You're going to bring anywhere from 15 to 50-pound test. You're going to start all your mornings off with the heavier stuff, 50, maybe even 60.
That's your drop loop.
Dropper loop stuff. It's been biting really well in the dropper loop. And bring anywhere from a 4-ounce torpedo sinker to a 2-pound weight.
Wow.
We're not talking much about that, but the rock fishing's been really, really, really good.
Really?
Yeah. And even with any of the limits that we're doing or voluntarily throwing the coppers back.
Nice. Two pounds. How are you fishing deep?
You can be fishing deep, or you got a lot of current. The islands, they're just big upwellings. So,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
One day you're there, and there's just a little bit of current. Next thing, you're 1 pound or your 8-ounce torpedo sinkers way back there. So bring it all. You know, you never know what to bring. Hook size anywhere from like a size 2 to like a 6-aught.
Okay.
They don't need to be circle hooks. They don't need anything special. And then bring a variety pack of slide and egg sinkers anywhere from like an 1/8 ounce to like an ounce. You do need it all. I mean, especially on a 2-day, you're going to go through a lot of stuff. There's a lot of structure and kelp. And stuff.
You were talking about releasing the coppers. Elaborate on that a little bit. That's due to the potential closure that could be happening, and kind of like a voluntary basis of the boats are trying to.
We've all agreed that that's what we're going to do. And Ken Frankie spearheaded most of that, and we're just releasing those things, and it's just staying away from the areas we know that there's tons
they're
of
thick.
Them.
There's no debating amongst yourselves, the captains and crews, that there are plenty of those things around. Unfortunately, the science
is
whoever
on
else is using.
They've up and down the whole coast. You got Jason and Jamie Diamond up there, and you got us down here, and your guys' half day thing here. That we only see those surveyors going out on the half day, you know, and they're most of the time staring at their phone, not doing what they gotta do out there. So that data to shut down all these islands. I mean, the guy's been doing them for years. You got Joe V and all these guys fishing them for years, all these surveys they've been doing. There's no shortage of these things at any of the outer islands whatsoever. You know, it's just the local shelf type stuff.
And so the idea, though, is just a voluntary release of all of those things, just so that the report doesn't seem like they're taking an overage amount, and that'll, in theory, will hopefully just stem there be any closure from happening for the following year.
Correct, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. The phones are packed up. If you want to get your shot, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. What's up, Sam? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. Hey, my question is, I went on the line there, and I was looking at the different bookings, and I didn't see anything that said white sea bass, like, special. There's, like, the Freedom and your Pursuit, they just target the sea bass. Is that what's happening down there?
If you're going to see anything special right now, you'll probably see it on the Pride. There's day-and-a-halves and reverse day-and-a-halves and things like that. Once the Amigo's done, you'll see more of that. You know, our schedules just says bare bones. If anyone of you guys are looking at it now, you know, we fish everything every trip. But if we do have a focused sea bass trip or a bluefin or bus trip or freezer special trip, it'll definitely be noted on there. Any one of these overnight trips that you guys are hopping on, they're going to spend the greater part of the whole morning targeting sea bass, halibut, and yellowtail. That fishing that you guys saw, that stuff in Channel Islands, but for all like 90 days up there, we're starting to see that same volume of fish in the islands that we're fishing regularly.
That's great.
Wow.
So nothing's going to be dubbed a sea bass special trip per se, but if you see a day and a half, a reverse day and a half, that's what these captains are going to go targeting.
Gotcha.
But every morning, by the time we get to San Clemente Islands, between 3 and 5 in the morning, Santa Barbara Island, even earlier than that, unless we're spending time looking for squid, which, you know, every squid snagger helps. So make sure you bring one of those with you, too, because sometimes they don't always float. But as for sea bass special trip, you know, you'll see that there if we're advertising. But if you're overnight fishing right now through the end of June, even in maybe more into July, you're going to be targeting sea bass for the morning, you know, for sure. And then if the conditions warrant it, they'll spend the rest of the day looking for it, not catching bonita and calico bass.
And what about availability? I mean, trips are, we've talked about it all year. Trips book up fast. I mean, you need to book way in advance with you guys?
No, our trips schedule, especially mainly overnight, because we have to adapt to our fishing, you know, because this fishing's been running and gunning. So one minute we're trying to go freezer special, and boom, it's biting over here, and, you know. And we'll sell a trip out in 10 minutes, but we'll put two or three overnight boats up on top of each other right after that. But if you see the trips up and it works for your day off, just book it, you know, just book it, because the amount of fish, the amount of bait, the amount of stuff we're seeing, the stuff we're seeing and we're not catching, or the stuff we're hooking and not landing. It's this beginning springtime into, you know, almost summer fishing is going to be phenomenal.
You're saying you try not to have your boats too far than a month in advance out, just because you want the ability to be able to change for a guy if you need. You don't want to get yourself backed into a corner if you need to go farther or you need to go shorter.
I don't want to be calling people and telling them, trying to talk them into going in something like a day and a half or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they just never know what their schedule. On our overnight trips, all of our day trips are all set in stone. You know, the shoots will be going to Catalina every single day and stuff like that. But our overnight trips, we adapt. You know, sometimes we have to fish a little longer, so we might switch a day and a half. But, you know, we try to do it 60 days at most.
All right.
During the summer, you'll see the schedule up through the end of the summer. But springtime, we have to just kind of blend our trips. Really have to wing it. You just got to be ready when it's time.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
All right. Hey, I had a great text. This is from a great friend. Great show, guys. Mike and his crew do such a great job outfitting anglers with the right gear for what's going on at Catalina and for local. All the boats and captains run their boats so professionally clean and work hard for their passengers. And that's from a guy that definitely knows that. That's from our buddy Captain Benny Florentino. Benny checking in.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Sean in Lomita is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to start with back in the 80s, actually did a few pinhead trips out on the Freedom. I just love that boat. I have a lot of distant memories from there. And another thing I want to mention to you guys, we need more boats in the fleet. We're sold out everywhere. That's what I'm just thinking about. We need more boats.
You should buy one.
Anyway, I should, yeah, and then I'll wake up from the dream, okay. So, I got a question. What is I know there's some great history about the Freedom. Can you go back and tell us about the history of the Freedom, where it was built, and I think it came up from San Diego originally? I just get a refresher on the background.
I should have made notes because somebody else asked me about that, but there was the Liberty, the Grande, and the what the heck was it? The Freedom. There was three or four boats, and they're all
Ditmars.
Ditmars, right? And some are single plank and double plank. The Freedoms. I wish I had my book with me. I got a ton of information. Maybe I'll share it on my Instagram page if you guys are following on Instagram.
What is the Instagram for?
22nd Street. I think, yeah, 22nd Street. Yeah, 22nd Street Landing. Yeah,
22nd Street Landing.
Brain's fried. 22nd Street Landing. I'm sorry I don't have all that information on you. Since I've been there, Tom Lee owned it, and then Mark Paisano, Jeff Jessup, and John Woodrum own it now. And it's not the same boat that anyone's owned prior. Right. The boat's badass, huge bait capacity. It's it's almost too nice. But, you know, all the electronics on it, everything's upgraded. It's been I think $60,000 in the yard just painting the house this year.
Wow.
So you can see yourself standing on the sidewalk. Like, you know, I'm like, what? It's just a boat, guys. Yeah. No, that's a yacht. Mark doesn't mess around when it comes to
boats. No, he doesn't.
Not at all. But I'm really, I'm really sorry, but I can't answer that question wholeheartedly.
All right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, all good.
Thanks. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming today, including more of your phone calls and more of your texts. 213-432-1090. That's the number to get a hold of Mike and also have your shot at winning that overnight trip on the Freedom. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels. The hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Springlock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packing up. Texts are already piled way up. Again, if you want to get your shot to talk to Mike, 213-432-1090. I almost read the old 858 number. That was so weird that that popped back into my mind. Yeah. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090.
And great text here. I hope I don't butcher your name. Charisse from Huntington Beach. Last year, my son's friends had some really good trips on the Freedom, catching white sea bass and yellowtail. My question is, does the Freedom have a fish hold on board?
Yes, they do. They got a huge one.
Is it RSW?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, no, so full on RSW.
Yeah, it's they can pack
a refrigerated salt water.
They packed a ton of tuna in it this past few years. Packed a ton of tuna. I mean, they're pulling out, like Bob was pulling out a 200 and something pounder out of there, no problem.
So rad.
Yeah, it's huge.
And you guys do filleting on the way home because you're not in Mexican waters, so you can fillet.
And then with the way that the fillet laws are, you get most of the fish any way you like it. So
you get a lot of the fish.
Yeah, you better have some neighbors that like bluefin because they get a lot of fish when you get off these boats.
Some good stuff, yeah.
That's funny. Well, the phones are packed up, and another great text that I wanted to read for you. This is, good morning, guys. Question for Mike. I'm booked on the Pride for early June. How close do the tuna need to go before you need to come to 22nd Street before you guys start running them down? Additionally, I love the rounded stern of the Native Sun. Helps keep the corners from getting crowded. That's from Anthony.
So Pride trip, tuna. Okay. I don't even want to talk about a tuna until they're at Clemente Island or somewhere between Catalina, Santa Barbara, and San Nicolas when it's within range. I've been really, really holding back the leash on a lot of these guys that kind of not. I don't get to hold anyone's leash, this fishing, this yellowtail fishing, whether it's an 8-pound yellow to a 30-pound yellow in the sea bass fishing, we're really going to take advantage of. And we're going to focus in on that for quite some time until it stops. Every once in a while, Tina will get a wild hair up his butt and want to go out to Tanner and go check it out and go look at it. And then the conditions got to be right. The weather's got to be right. It could be a long, bumpy ride home.
Yeah.
At any given point, we could switch gears tomorrow. So your June trip can turn into a tuna trip. And Sean's an animal, so good luck. You know,
Tino's the white sea bass man.
He'll ride that till the wheels fall off.
Yeah,
like, he really will.
That guy.
He's all that is squid and sea bass. But yeah, that Pride trip, it's probably going to be island fishing. I mean, I have to say, but tuna fishing, if it's a charter group and you guys pay extra for the fuel, then and Sean will take you anywhere you want.
Yeah.
So, and then the Native Son, that, like, you know, we're known for packing people on. In general, 22nd Street Landing has always been known for the cattle boats, too many people. It's not.
Not anymore.
There's 35 people on the Pursuit, 35 people on the Native Son. These are 75, 90-foot boats. The COI, the capacity for the Native Son, is 120 people.
Holy mackerel.
Fishing 35. Ticket price has doubled. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Don't take that cattle boat thing out of your mouth when you speak 22nd Street Landing. It's not anymore. Everybody
not at that
nobody's
landing.
Fishing numbers. The numbers only refers to your new social when you get on the boat.
I want to hear that again. You can take 120, but you only take 35?
Yeah, no.
That's wild.
During that El Nino thing with the yellowtail, it was 90 passengers
totally. Every day.
Working on the boat, it was insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. We're catching 120, 220-pound plus yellowtail, all on yo-yo jigs, rent rods, school charters, Jigmaster 500s exploding, 90 people. Now, the tips were good. That was incredible.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal days.
But you were a little tired when you got home. Though.
Correct. You'll see the whole L.A. County, Orange County fish counts. So that take this into consideration. Our fish counts aren't going to be as beautiful looking anymore.
Yeah,
we're not going to catch 200-300 of anything.
Right.
Anything. If the barracuda and the sand bass get in the flats again, it's only going to be X amount of fish because there's just not that many bodies.
Yeah, right.
So
it.
Don't stare at the fish count.
No.
Don't look at the passenger count. If you see something biting, get on a boat. We're already like smelling barracuda in the water.
Oh,
you know, like,
okay.
It could happen any day. You
yeah,
know?
It's that time of the year.
It is. Oh, God, I need that in my life so bad. You know, two and a half months of straight barracuda fishing locally.
You'd love that.
I would push Walt out of the way and run the money.
It could happen.
Oh, I need that
for
so
sure.
After this win, mark my words, you're going to see barracuda.
Okay, I like it. You heard it right here on Let's Talk Hookup
First. A lot
of
barracuda at the Outer Islands. Sean saw a ton of barracuda at Santa Barbara Island. Starting to see it up there. You see it biting out at Channel Islands. That's when it's going to go.
That's when it's going to happen.
I need that in my life.
Sea bass, barracuda,
firing
man.
Off a tatty,
watch out.
Tatty C single hook, and let's go.
Yeah, fun stuff. Well, let's jump back into those phones.
Robert from Canyon Country is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Really good, Robert. Good morning.
Hey, so I have a trip with my sons, my grandsons, all my kids on the Pacific Dawn this Saturday. Have they gotten any squid there yet?
The Dawn, is the Dawn down here or up north now?
He's up north, I
believe. Yeah, they're not here yet.
Ventura?
Probably Channel Island. Something.
Yeah, there's, so I don't know
they're
if they, there is squid all at those upper islands. So, you know, I know my buddies on boats that run, they either had a boat, overnight boat, bring them some. But there's a lot of squid up that upper island. So I'd say chances are really good to have to live.
And what's your trip?
It's on Saturday with my kids and grandkids.
Sweet. Oh, great. That's should be cool. Great. Weather straightens out. You're going to get them.
Yeah.
We're
supposed to be
you
good,
got a good shot.
Yeah. Cross your fingers, but I don't think you need to cross them too tight.
Yeah. Good luck. All right. Have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
See you, Robert. All right. Hey, I had a great text. This one's from Paul Zachs in Fountain Valley. It says, earlier in the show, Mike was listing off a bunch of the great boats at 22nd Street Landing. Could you give me a little rundown on how they store the fish after they're caught? RSW, ice bags, gunny sacks, et cetera.
So all of our overnights have the RSWs, every single one of them, big ones, too. So there, we've got our buddy Dean there that keeps everything running. So every single overnight boat has one. The Pursuit, our day boat, has one too. So Gus and John put one in a couple years back. The Native Son three-quarter day, they have those big ice bins on their bow. So everything's iced. The Monte Carlo has when it's biting pretty good, they'll pack on ice chests and put your gunny sacks in there. So day boats mostly have ice. Pursuit does have an RSW, and every single one of the overnight boats has an RSW.
All right, very good. That's all right, great. That's great. So pretty much RSW or ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fish coming off fresh.
That's awesome.
Not sitting in the sun all day.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. Mike, he says, this is Greg in Huntington Beach. He says, why do you think white sea bass bite the white iron with the red stripe or and a whole squid pinned on the rod holder, in the rod holder best? I've caught 90% of my white sea bass that way.
Because sea bass are lazy. And,
yeah.
And I've fished it too. I fished that tatty TLC with the glow back with the single Siwash hook.
Pin a squid on it.
You know, and you sit there, hold your rod all day long, and you're probably sending some kind of weird electrical current through the thing to get it. Sea bass are weird.
It is the truth.
Yeah,
man.
You
catch more of them sitting in the rod holder.
Sit there, hang out, put it in a clicker, and put the drag just how you want it, and then put your beer down and...
Yeah.
Grab the rod and wind them in.
And that's when a lever drag reel like a Talica comes in.
Yes.
Perfect, right?
So all this stuff you guys have bought and haven't had the opportunity to use, per se, you got caught up in the Talicas, the 60-wide Fathoms, and all the other really nice reels that these manufacturers are making. That works for the sea bass fishing up there.
Yeah.
You know, you can fish 100-pound braid to 60-pound fluorocarbon dropper loop and have no problem catching any of these fish. Now you just put the rod on the rail just like you would a tuna and wind.
Yeah. When you put your rod in the rod holder on, say, a Talica, how much drag pressure do you want to have on that?
That's a great question.
And I don't have the actual pounds in my brain. It's just all about this feels right.
Halfway, third of the way.
If it goes free spool, and then you got 1, 2, 3, 4, and then... Full. I'd keep it on 3.5.
Well,
so pretty tight.
It's fishing heavy line.
Those numbers are all adjustable due to your preset. But like for visual, like do you want to keep it with enough drag that fish is still able to run, or do you want it tight enough that you're putting the hook into it? Like are you leaving it with the amount of drag that you would want to fight the fish from, or is it backed off some from that?
If I'm fishing a clicker fish, mm-hmm. like in a rod holder, I got the drag button down. I got it buttoned down.
It's in the rod holder the way you'd want to fish it.
Semi-bendy rod that'll kind of take a couple head shakes on it.
Okay.
But, if it's in my hands, you know, I'm I don't know how to explain it. You know, it's just you got to have your drag set. If I'm fishing in 60 pound, it's pretty close to being buttoned down.
Yeah,
but you
tight.
Do pull hooks. I mean, you can pull hooks, you know, drag completely off. So there's a lot of them. I took my son fishing with Cody on the Pacific, whatever, he runs out of Tucker's Landing. But took him fishing, and he got a 40-pound sea bass first trip.
Nice. How old is he?
He was five. So
five.
Yeah,
he got a 40-pound sea bass at 5 years old.
Made the cover of Western Outdoor News.
I saw that picture. Yeah, that was great.
So, we're driving around all day. We're just kind of behind the eight ball, behind everybody, but we're putting time in. Cody did a hell of a job up there. And he dropped the dropper loop. It hits the bottom. He puts my 25 fathom in gear. And next thing you know, he's like, oh, crap. And I had this set up perfect. It was taking drag. It was, you know, he didn't really know what to do. So he fought it for a while. He carried around, landed it on his own. Everything was great.
Wow.
The next one, I was like, you're on your own, dude. Like, go get a bait. And he's little. So he's like, really, dude? I'm like, yeah, I've got to drag your fish back there, too. so he looks back at me, and this is the one thing he learned, is he gets it on the bottom, he's bit immediately, and he just, like, slingshot, a little guy. Gets slingshotted to the stern. No one's there. Everybody's up in the bow battling fish. And the thing takes this huge run. And what did he do? He looks up at me, takes both his thumbs, and thumbs the spool. And it's just pink. Comes right off. He goes, I really messed up, didn't I, Dad? I was like, no, you already got your one, dude. Everything's cool. And he's just so down on himself. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, go back and lay with your fish. Like, this thing's twice the size.
Yeah, that was
you weigh, like,
cool,
29 man. Pounds. This thing's 40, you know?
So cool.
And, yeah, it was the time of his life, man.
That's awesome.
He just gets sick in the head, though. He just wants, that's all. Let's go fishing.
Let's go catch another sea bass.
We got the docks down
right?
there, yeah. But I got to get him back out.
That's cool.
But, yeah, drags everything. If I'm fishing heavy line, 50, 60, or if I'm fishing 60 to 80 pound anything, it's buttoned.
And those newbies,
yeah.
Never thumb the spool.
Do not touch the spool unless you're casting.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, Western Outdoor News always loaded with great information. This week, lots of good stuff on bluefin and sea bass and freshwater, saltwater, Sierra trout season opener. A lot of good stuff on the Sierra. So check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Rich calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. With my answer about the tuna, sounds like you should probably be prepared for tuna when you're out there pursuing the yellows and the white sea bass, because like he was saying, could switch at any minute.
When you're coming out and fishing at 22nd Street, any L.A. County-based boat, you got to be prepared to fish everything. You'll hear our skippers on 976 like ripping people for bringing, you know, their water gun to a you know, whatever kind of fight. But bring it. Just listen to the crew's instructions beforehand. You want to have a 15-pound outfit. You want to have a 50-pound outfit. You want to bring yo-yo jigs. You want to bring surface irons. And that's all year long. This is Southern California. You don't live in Alaska. You know, things can change.
Especially like you were talking about only having 35 guys on a 90-foot boat. There's room.
Oh, there's room
for that extra rod. Bring it.
Ton of room. Bring what you got. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. Well, you were talking about your white sea bass rigging and your connection from fluorocarbon to your main line. And I'm wondering, do you like to keep that connection outside of the line guide so it isn't screwing up your casting? And what connection do you like to use?
Yeah, I do. My terminology is bad, but I do. If I'm fishing a 6-foot rod, I'm fishing a 6-foot leader. So and on and on and on and on and on, because that. You'll see it in this tuna fishing, too. That knot will make the difference between you landing that fish and not, literally. So keep your – unless you keep it a lot of leader on there, then you're not really going to cast to it, and then you'll actually wind through it because you'll have your rod bent towards the fish. But, you know, when you're fishing sea bass, whatever your leader is, you match almost like your rod, to be honest with you.
You like a rod length.
Yeah, pretty
much. All
right,
there you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky caller or texter is going fishing on board the Freedom. We're giving away an overnight trip when we return. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Stop Our Ride. It's time to find out whether we are giving away this 22nd Street Landing trip on the Freedom to a caller or a texter. Mike's going to do us the honors. Right. Flip the coin.
Flip the coin, let it hit the thing.
Okay.
And here we go.
We have a texter today. So congratulations, Steve in L.A. You are going fishing on board the Freedom overnight trip at a 22nd Street Landing. Congratulations. You are going to be so stoked fishing that big rig.
Oh, yeah, for
love
sure.
That boat.
Yeah, and he's already a customer at 22nd Street, so he knows where to go. Indeed. Well, hey, Mike, if somebody wants to come to 22nd Street Landing, how do we do it?
22ndstreet.com, 22ndstreet.com. Call us, 310-832-8304. Make sure you get on my Instagram, 22nd Street Landing. It's on Instagram. That's where most of my info and intel go out. And come see my kids, Benjamin and Kylie. They're always fishing on the weekends.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's awesome. Mike, great guest. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. And great landing, 22nd Street Landing. Appreciate
all
that you guys do. Next Saturday, live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Don't miss it. That's going to be a great event. Next Saturday, Rick and I will be there. And then next Sunday, Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert. Hey, thanks to JP for manning the phones. Thanks to Adam for all the stuff he does on the text. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.